Theosophists have guessed at the awesome grandeur of the cosmic cycle wherein our world and human race form transient incidents. They've hinted at strange survivals in terms which would freeze the blood if not masked by bland optimism. But it is not from them that there came the single glimpse of forbidden aeons which chills me when I think of it and maddens me when I dream of it. That glimpse, like all dread glimpses of truth, flashed out from an accidental piecing together of separated things, in this case, an old newspaper item and the notes of a dead professor. I hope that no one else will accomplish this piecing out. Certainly, if I live, I shall never knowingly supply a link in so hideous a chain. I think that the professor, too, intended to keep silent regarding the part he knew, and that he would have destroyed his notes had not sudden death seized him. And that was a long paragraph, and you some long sentences as well. It starts with theosophists, which is not a word I've used regularly in my day-to-day language. I had to look it up in a dictionary. Theosophists are into any of the various forms of philosophical or religious thought, based on some mystical insight into a divine nature. Big word. But it's people who look into mystical things. I'll have to try and use that more often. This paragraph, it continues the theme of piecing information together to find the horrid truth. It reinforces what we heard above in the quote from Algernon Blackwood. It also talks of strange survivals once again, those mysterious monsters, animals, but it doesn't mention any examples, which I find interesting, I suppose. It may be because it's trying to build an air of mystery. Maybe that's what he intended. And I love the way he says how the strange survivals, if not blanked by bland optimism. Blind optimism, that's like sticking your head in the sand, not believing what you see in front of you. Like ignoring your debts and not trying to pay them off, that kind of a thing. It's very human. It also says humans as transient. That's interesting as well. I mean, is that a hint towards the next great extinction of humanity? Are we going to disappear like the dinosaurs did? Is it a death stranding, like Hideo Kojima says? Again, it's a big thing that may come to pass, and that adds into the whole tone of the piece, I think. I like how we're introduced to the mysterious professor, but he's not named here. We're just told he's dead. Again, the professor at this point is mysterious. We don't know who or what he is. It's interesting. Both the professor and the narrator are kept as a secret up to this point. And they are trying to keep a secret as well. They don't want anybody to piece together the things that they've done. It's more mystery, adding on previous mystery.